Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell welcoming you to this Venus meditation for surrendering and releasing any stuck or distorted energy in connection to your third eye chakra. This is the journey of Inanna descending through the gates as she travels to the underworld in a powerful initiatory process of death and rebirth. Joining her in this journey, we too are dying to who we believe ourselves to be, so we can be reborn to who we truly are. This Venus descent journey is inspired by an ancient ceremonial practice, serving us once again both personally and collectively. Before we begin, know that you are hearing in the background our ocean waves encoded with frequencies designed to support you in the releasing process. You are also hearing the sound of Tibetan bells, adding to the centering, synchronizing, harmonizing, and balancing effect for both your left and right brain, as well as your entire physical being. So now it's time to find a comfortable place to be. Connect with your breath and allow these sounds to take you into a deeply relaxed and meditative state. As you breathe in, imagine your breath is expanding and filling your third eye chakra with vibrant, alive, ecstatic life force energy. Breathing out, release and let go of any resistance or tension you may be feeling, dropping into an even deeper, relaxed state. Taking a few more deep, purposeful breaths, relaxing even more deeply. Imagine a beautiful, radiant, luminescent, indigo amethyst light filling your third eye chakra. See, sense, and feel how this radiant light is filling every cell of your being until you yourself are filled and overflowing. Feel how this light is spreading out from you, filling the space around you, growing bigger and bigger, until it is filling the room you are in, growing and expanding to surround the entire earth, reaching beyond the earth to fill the cosmos, expanding to fill the entire creation. Within this field of expanded, radiant, luminescent, indigo amethyst light, simply and easily imagine you are releasing and letting go of everything that blocks full access to your third eye chakra. Filled with this loving, luminescent light, you turn your attention to your descent into the realm of the dark goddess, she who exists within each of us. Having left the first gate, you've been traveling toward the second gate, whether you were aware of it or not. As you look down the path you are traveling, you see the next gate coming into view, and you see a vibrating, glowing, etheric, luminescent light drawing you toward it. As you approach, the gatekeeper steps out to greet you, informing you that you must relinquish the staff you are carrying before you can proceed any further. As you hand the gatekeeper your staff, the gate opens and the gatekeeper motions for you to step through the gate, and you are led to a beautiful altar filled with purple flowers of all kinds, as well as vibrant amethyst crystals and beautiful geometric symbols. You see brightly lit indigo candles, and the dancing light upon the symbols on the altar stimulates your third eye. The gatekeeper suggests this is an opportunity to leave upon the altar all the distortions, misconceptions, and misunderstandings you have had about yourself, the vision for your life, and your connection to the magical realms. With these words, you find yourself standing within a radiant column of indigo light that is supporting you in releasing all of these blocks. Further assisting you in this process, the gatekeeper shares these words with you. Beloved one, this chakra is the transcendent gateway of perception via the mind. Engaging in this releasing process assists the sixth chakra in catalyzing creative genius by uniting the rational left brain with the intuitive right brain. It also connects you to the place between your visions and dreams and everyday reality, where you have the power to manifest and create what you are dreaming. Beloved one, clearing this chakra helps you to see the big picture and find the deeper meaning inherent in your life. As you continue to clear, your inner sight illusions are shattered, and you will find you are easily extending your consciousness beyond physical reality into the light of awareness. Notice and feel into the physical location of your third eye, where the pineal gland is located at the center of your brain. Remember, the pineal gland is an actual third eye with rods and cones similar to your physical eyes, and it is responsible for producing melatonin, regulating sleep patterns, protecting you from free radical damage, as well as influencing your perception both physically and intuitively. The pineal gland anchors your soul into your physical body, creating a pathway to communication between your body and soul. When this pathway is free and clear, you feel more connected to your inner truth as it relates to the universe and all creation. The pineal gland is also an inner portal connecting you to other dimensions, including the dream time and expanded states of consciousness. The gatekeeper invites you to take a moment to see what state your own pineal gland is in. Is it functioning most efficiently? Does it have any calcification? Many recent studies show that most people alive right now have calcification around their pineal gland. This is due to how we judge ourselves, stress, diet, and environmental toxins. As you release and transform your third eye chakra through your inner vision, know and imagine that you are also releasing any remaining calcified energy connected to your pineal gland and your third eye chakra. Imagine these distorted or heavy energies, be they physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, are melting away and being transformed within the indigo light. The gatekeeper offers you guidance and support for your continued journey, handing you a list with personal recommendations as well as general recommendations that will help you to further clear this chakra. Reading over the list, you see the general recommendations include avoiding fluoride in your drinking water and other sources, as well as avoiding conventional produce and products. You also see that a recommendation for taking iodine or eating foods high in iodine like organic kale or kelp, and taking apple cider vinegar as a couple of the ways you can decalcify your body. Bolded on the list is a recommendation of foods to avoid as they increase inflammation in your body, including dairy, wheat, gluten, corn, sugar, and soy. Eliminating these foods helps to reduce or even eliminate physical inflammation, and that helps to decalcify your third eye chakra so it can again function at its maximum potential. As you continue to read down the list, you see the personal recommendations that are specific to you. Notice what they are. You may see recommendations to relax more, find more time for fun and play and activities that inspire you and deepen your insights into your personal journey. Just notice what these recommendations are and make a note of it for yourself. Now the gatekeeper offers these releasing statements to support you on your continued journey and invites you to hear them in the first person as if you yourself are saying them. I now completely release into the luminescent indigo amethyst light all the ways I am not in touch with my intuition and inner vision. I now completely release into the luminescent indigo amethyst light all the ways I have limited my imagination due to doubt and not believing in greater possibilities or the magic that brings them into manifestation. I now completely release into the luminescent indigo amethyst light all limiting perceptions that have kept me from experiencing the radiant and essential truth of who I am and the gifts I bring to this life. I now completely release into the luminescent indigo amethyst light and let go of any blocks or beliefs that limit my ability to truly see the bigger picture, releasing any remaining fears or illusions of my egoic mind so that I am further expanding my consciousness to incorporate new cosmic truths that help me to gratefully live and express the fullest potential of my divine design. I now completely release and let go into the luminescent indigo amethyst light any remaining stuck or distorted energies connected to my third eye chakra throughout all the realms of creation and across all the dimensions of time, clearing even beyond these realms and dimensions all the way back to pure source energy. I now completely release and let go into the luminescent indigo amethyst light any remaining stuck or distorted energies connected to my third eye chakra throughout all the realms of creation and across all the dimensions of time, clearing even beyond these realms and dimensions all the way back to pure source energy. I now completely release and let go into the luminescent indigo amethyst light any remaining stuck or distorted energies connected to my third eye chakra throughout all the realms of creation and across all the dimensions of time, clearing beyond these realms and dimensions all the way back to pure source energy. Resting for a moment in this powerful releasing process, feel how this is illuminating and increasing your own vibrational energy. Feel how you are growing lighter as these denser energies are leaving you and how this empowers an even stronger connection with pure, loving source energy. The gatekeeper offers you one last suggestion to support your journey, reminding you to take time to connect with the sun as it rises, travels across the sky, or as it sets, allowing this pure light energy to bathe your third eye for a few minutes each day whenever possible. You are also being reminded to connect with rainbows of light, dancing in water fountains or sprinklers or other surfaces that refract light such as crystals. Or better yet, when you have a chance, take a few moments to notice when a rainbow is arcing across the sky. Also, when outdoors around sunrise or sunset, notice how sunlight illuminates plants and trees and gives them an etheric golden glow. You might also stare at a lit candle or a campfire, or find other ways to take light into your body, such as working with healing lasers or scalar energy, and absorb that into your body and into your being. It is now time to resume your journey, so the gatekeeper is showing you the path that is now appearing before you. You express gratitude for the gifts you have been given and thank the gatekeeper for supporting your descent. As you begin to return to this reality, know that you will continue releasing any remaining calcified or distorted energy linked to your third eye chakra. Take a deep breath and bring your awareness back to the room or place you're in. And know that as you return, you are now lighter, having created even more space within you, having left behind the denser energies that may have limited the functioning of your third eye chakra. You are being invited to welcome and embrace this space and to allow the space to remain open for as long as you are guided, knowing the descent is continuing and knowing and trusting the space is supporting your continued descent. If you feel you have any more releasing to do, you can return to this meditation or simply take time to connect to the light. You can also create mantras or chants that help further what is already being released at your third eye chakra, or using ones that you make up or using the mantra that is completing this meditation.
Thank you.